In a world that's faster and more complex than ever, having a personal board of directors isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity. Today, we explore how curating a circle of advisors can transform your decisions, propel your career, and enrich your personal growth. Hi, and welcome to Daring Dialogue, episode one, the very first episode. I want to welcome you. My name is William. I'll be your host for this series. And this podcast is going to be a little bit different. Now, you've probably heard other podcasts that talk about mindset and personal development, things like that. This podcast is going to do a lot of that, but we're also going to talk about cool stuff, geeky stuff, science, technology, things going on in the world. Kind of a bucket for all of my varied interests, of which there are quite a few. So I want to thank you for joining me on this journey. Today, we are going to be talking about assembling your dream team, the power of a personal board of directors. This is a concept that I've been talking about now for a couple months on social. I find that it's among the most engaged with content that I create. So I thought it was a fitting first stop on our journey together. And I do consider this a journey that we're taking together because you're listening to this, you're taking time out of your day, and you're along for the ride with me. So buckle up. We're going to do some cool stuff with this podcast. The personal board of directors is a powerful concept, and it's probably not out of your reach to implement immediately in your life. If you've got a good support system, if you've got friends that care about you, if you've got people that show even a tiny bit of interest in what you have going on, then you have the makings of a personal board of directors. But before we get into how to do it, I want to talk about why. When I started my business, I found that it was incredibly lonely. Showing up for myself every single day, sitting down in my studio like I am right now, sitting in front of the computer, what do I do? Where do I go? There's so many different directions you can go when you're in business for yourself. You could spend time working in your business. You could spend time working on your business. You can go out there and do business development. You can sign clients. You could get really into the process of how you create. I must admit that I have spent most of my time thinking about the creative aspect of running a business and not so much on the business side of running a business, making sure that you've got work coming in, making sure that you know how to pay your taxes, making sure that, you know, you're everywhere you need to be and you're meeting all the people that you need to meet. There's so many things. And while there's a lot of training out there that talks about, you know, step one, step two, step three, here's how you run your business. And there are even business consultants out there who will do it for you for a price. If you're a solopreneur like me, you find that it's really kind of lonely. And you find that you want to talk to and get perspective from people who've actually done what you're trying to do before. And that's where I was when I first started Daring Creative. Just to bring everybody up to speed, I became, I don't want to say a reluctant freelancer, but a freelancer out of necessity. I worked for a company called Audigy. It was purchased by a foreign company. They eventually laid off most of the people that were there. This wasn't going to be a surprise to me. I figured that that would happen. But it happened quicker than I expected. So I've told this story before in videos on my YouTube channel and in social, but I was out of work for about 6 or 7 hours before I was contacted. Hey, would you like to work on this project on a freelance basis? So I kind of threw together Daring Creative in a way. I didn't build it on a strong foundation of, you know, knowledge about what I was doing. It was kind of like, okay, I was laid off. How do I pivot? I'd always wanted to kind of do my own thing, and I feel comfortable working independently. I feel like I'm a great collaborator that doesn't need to be on a team per se, but works great with other teams. So I was like, you know what? I'm up to the challenge. I'm going to become a freelancer. I'm going to create a video production business. Little did I know that there was a lot of things that I didn't know. Because at this time, I didn't have a group of people who had done it before, who had my back, who were even interested in what I was doing. I mean, my wife is interested, obviously. You know, she supports me. Going on this path, choosing this life, impacts people around you. And it definitely impacts her. So I've always welcomed her feedback and always really wanted her to be a part of the business. But it's just not her calling. Instead, I needed to find people that I could talk to, that I could get advice from, people who had done the things that I was trying to do. And that's when I started to form my personal board of directors. I thought about it from a company perspective, which was my only frame of reference prior to going into business for myself, is that I knew that companies had boards of directors. And those people were typically from outside. They had a perspective. Maybe they had connections. Maybe they had a unique skill set that would help grow the business. Or maybe they were just trusted advisors, but they were people that donated their time, their energy, their enthusiasm for what the business does. And I realized that that's what I was missing. I was missing a support system, an advisory council, whatever label you want to put on it. I didn't have it. I didn't have the support in the beginning. And like I said, it was very, very lonely. That's, I want you to feel that word, very lonely. Anytime I would even have a win, I could celebrate it with my wife, and that was cool. You know, it's money in the bank. But at the same time, from a creative standpoint, from an emotional standpoint, from a logistical standpoint, I didn't have a lot of people that I could go to and talk to. And you might be wondering, why is that important? You don't realize how important it is to celebrate your wins until you don't have anyone to really celebrate them with. When I used to work in companies and we'd have like a big month or we would finish a campaign, you know, there would be excitement, enthusiasm. People would talk about it. When you're by yourself, you're as a solopreneur, you don't really have any of that. You kind of take that for granted. So I realized I needed to form these connections. But with who? And that's the next point. You need to pick your personal board of directors very carefully. And I've got some ideas that I want to share with you in the form of an exercise. The first thing is that you want to identify what your needs are. In my case, I had never run a business before, so I needed everything. I needed to find people who had set up a business, who had found clients, who knew how to price their jobs, who had connections, who knew how to do taxes, who knew how to do invoicing, all the things that you might even hire a business consulting company to do. I couldn't afford to do anything like that when I just started. And I'm also the kind of person that wants to learn as I go. So I found people that were in my local area, that were in my friend group already. And that's the key. You probably already know the people that you need for your board. And I kind of just started studying them and talking to them and showing my own interest in what they're doing. I remember very early on, I ended up going to a coffee with my good friend, Megan Kelly. Megan worked with me at Audigy. She was in the marketing department. Eventually, she left with a couple of other people and started her own agency. And they're killing it. I would like to start off small and grow and find other people and bring them onto projects and do bigger things. And that's what Megan has done with Formata, which is her agency. So much respect. I'd always pick her brain. And what I came to realize is that the situations that I was starting to face, things like finding an accountant, things like signing clients, dealing with difficult clients, all the different aspects of running a business, she'd already gone through. So I'd always joke with her, I was like, you're 6 months ahead of where I'm at. You know, by talking to you, I'm getting a look at the future. And that's how I've always treated it. And we've met every week since I started the business. And it's been invaluable. The advice, the lessons, hearing how she dealt with things, and contributing to that, you know, adding my own advice, opinions, suggestions, just being a sounding board, someone to vent to. I found that so powerful. And I stopped feeling as alone. And over time, I've added more people to my board. Now I've got people from all different walks of life. People that have all different types of skill sets. Another board member, Misty. Misty was my old boss at Audigy. Probably one of the most supportive people in terms of my post-Audigy life, in terms of setting me up for success. Her perspective as a VP of marketing is invaluable to me. What do clients think when they look at this pitch? What kind of things should I have in a pitch? How should I talk about this? Those are all things that I can go to my board for. Heather's a very special member of the board. Heather is somebody that is an amazing content creator. I mean, she's amazing at a lot of things, but content creation, taking a concept and communicating it and teaching it to somebody else. It's a big part of what I try to do on my social media, what I'm going to be doing on this podcast. In fact, I'll share a funny story, especially relevant story to this episode. Heather was the first person that I let listen to this pilot episode of Daring Dialogue. And her feedback was, it sounds great, but it sounds like an audiobook. It sounds like you're reading. Because in fact, I was. My first version of this was very scripted. I wrote the script, but in an effort to save time with editing, I read it. And while I think I did a pretty good job of reading it, and I had sound effects and all kinds of bells and whistles to it, it didn't have the same personal feel that she was used to. And she called me on it. Not in a bad way, but a very direct way. Hey, I think that this would actually sound better if you didn't read it, if you made it more like a podcast. And that's what you're listening to now. So this is actually a product of going to the board. And I can go on and on. The board is so important. Now, when do you decide to bring the board into things? I bring the board in when I've already spent some time thinking about something, when I've already tried a solution, when I really need feedback on whatever it is. And it could be a wide range of things. I try to respect the board's time, but I will reach out. In fact, I reach out to the board every day. So you might be thinking like, well, how is that really respecting time? I'm not always asking for, you know, a volume of feedback every single day. But I definitely nurture these relationships. I definitely reach out and talk to and show interest in the things that the board's doing. Now, when I say the things that the board's doing, I'm talking about individually the different people, because everybody on the board has their own job, they have their own life, they have their own circumstances. But I'm genuinely interested in that, and I want to support them as much as they want to support me, which I think is incredibly cool. So now, if you're going to build your own board, which I think you should, and that's the purpose of this podcast, is to help convince you, I guess, that you should think about it this way. There's a couple of steps. Number one, you want to identify your needs. I might even say identify your weak spots. Who do you know that could help fill a gap that you have either in your knowledge or your skill set? That might be a good person for your board. Next is to look for diversity. And I know diversity in this day and age is, for some reason, it's considered a bad thing. I don't think about it that way. I'm thinking about it in terms of skill set, perspective, experience. There's so many times where if I want to get someone's opinion that's not exactly like me or doesn't do exactly what I do, I'll look for someone who does no video editing experience, who maybe doesn't spend any time on social media. I'll run something by them. What do you think about this? And it's important to have those people in your life, people that are different than you. Critics are important. In fact, probably the most important. People that can be constructive but can call you out on your bullshit. Because it happens, especially in business. We all think we know everything all the time, and we don't. As far as how to engage with them, most of the time I do it via text, sometimes FaceTime. It's always a conversation. And the last thing I would say is just you need to maintain these relationships. These are the most important people in your life in some respects. I know that's definitely true for me. Make sure that you're communicating frequently with your board. And at first, you may not even have to tell anybody, hey, you're on the board. Maybe all you do is you just treat people like they're on the board. Maybe that's your label for them. I know my iPhone, I've got in my iMessages app, I've got pinned on the screen all the people that are in the board. So they're always top of mind. Maybe start with that. In fact, a lot of people that are on my board didn't know they were on the board until just recently. And then I think that you should just start to ask questions. Start to reach out. Who are the people that are the most interested and engaged with what you're doing? Those are people that you want on your board. So I've got a challenge for you for this week. I want you to think about who you'd want to be on your own personal board of directors. And then I want you to reach out to them. I want you to build that relationship and see the difference they can make in your life. This will be a game changer for you, I promise. Well, friend, that wraps up the first episode of Daring Dialogue. I'd love to hear your thoughts, experiences, or even who you're considering for your personal board. If you follow me on social media, hit me up there and let me know how you plan on using this idea of a personal board of directors in your daily life. And if you aren't following me, there'll be links in the notes for this episode that'll point you to all the places that I'm at. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to interacting with you soon.